Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome into the Divas Dish. I am Cherie Taylor, the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9, along with Elise Riley, our weekend diva. How you doing, Elise?
Good.
Hey, we've had a great week. We had some fun podcasts this week. We had a little excursion midway through the week. We had a podcast for Wednesday that didn't quite go up because by the time that it was ready to go up, we were actually on the road to Charlotte to see the Jonas Brothers and Bebe Rexha, one of my favorites.
Yes, it was amazing.
It was a great show. But if you would have asked us yesterday, we were so tired. Kind of stayed away from the rest of the world, just did what we needed to do with our shows, kept our heads down, and got out of here.
Seriously, though, I told our manager, Super Dave, I was like, okay, if you need me, don't. Okay?
If you need me, don't.
And he laughed. I said, I've got everything I needed to do done. I'm going to go home and go to sleep if that's okay. He said, okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't say I was going into the studio to sleep. I couldn't sleep because we had giveaways to do. We had some other stuff to do. So I stayed away from human contact as much as possible yesterday. I was tired, had some other stuff hitting me for left field. And speaking of things building up and pressure and all that other stuff, we had our little release before the holidays. But during the holidays, a new study says that you are going to need a break from your family after just about 4 hours. How do you feel about that, Elise?
Oh, I don't need a break. There's no possible reason I can think of to where I would need a break. We love spending time with our family. I would be with my family or Colin's family 24 hours a day.
See, I love that. I love that. It's not that I don't love my family. I love my family. I love both sides of my family, Very, very different. I think it's a lot because it's a lot of personality because my dad's side of the family, where all the jokesters, the pranksters, it's just kind of crazy going on there. And so it's a lot of energy. Everyone tries to joke on top of each other, And then my mom's side of the family, some of them are funny, and then some of them are not so funny. And of course, you get the old stories when you were little and stuff like that. And those things are kind of embarrassing, but it's just a lot of people. How many people show up at your Thanksgivings?
Well, with my mom's side of the family, I'm the oldest of 15 or 16 grandchildren. My mom has three brothers, and they all have children. And so there's a lot. I mean, there's probably at least 30 in my uncle's very small, it's not very small, my uncle's house. And then with Colin's side of the family, his family, they're the only ones that live here. So it's just like his grandparents will come up and his cousin and his uncle. So it's a very small gathering over there. The big gathering is when my mom and her three brothers and her parents all get together.
Yeah, it's massive at my brother's house because we started having it at my brother's house because there's extra parking around because it's, I would say there's 30 or 40 people or maybe more at some point because some people come in shifts and it's crazy. And so what I try to do is I try to get to where I can park near the road so I'm not blocked in the driveway or the overflow parking because there are some shopping areas near his house you can park and walk to his house from. So I will do that sometimes so I can like not get blocked in because it's that stress of being blocked in and you can't get out. 40% of the people said who are staying with family this year said it's stressful. I was watching some old movies last night kind of decompressing and Home for the Holidays with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr. and Anne Bancroft was on. And that's the one I'm like, yeah, I can kind of relate to some of that. Because I love my family, but I'm the baby of the family. And see, you're the oldest of the family, so you don't know how this goes. When you are back around your family, you are put back in that pecking order. I am a grown woman with a career, with children of my own. I've been married. I live on my own with my kids. I have my own life going on. But when I'm around the family, I am back to that six-year-old baby that knows nothing. I'm the baby of the family that knows nothing. So it's just amazing. It's just amazing to me. See, you're the oldest. You don't get that.
Well, my parents don't treat us like that.
I'm talking about the other siblings. How do you treat your brother? Not like that. Oh, yeah.
Tanner, I mean, he's grown. He's a law enforcement officer down in Charleston. He has a wife. I mean, we're adults now. Yeah, we don't really fight. We never fight.
I think what I say to Dave all the time, that Elise is more adult than both of us put together. Some days I wonder if that's not true.
Yeah, that probably is true.
All right. Well, holidays, we want to know what you think about the holidays. Do you get stressed at the holidays? Are you happy to see your family? I'm happy to see my family all the time. I love my family. But it's just a lot of energy coming at you, because as soon as you walk in the door, someone wants to tell you something or hit you with something, or, hey, I haven't told you this in a while. I haven't seen you. And I'm like, just let me get in the door. Although my job here, I'm very outgoing and very personable. I am a very personable person in my real life, but I'm very fiercely private about my private life.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely going to get the, so.
You're doing more on the radio.
Exactly. They're going to be like, oh, so you work more hours now? Are you full time? That's what everybody always asks me.
Yeah.
I'm like, does it matter? No.
See, they don't understand. In radio, it is full time. I am enjoying my job. I have a great job. For years, I worked doing traffic reports. I did Hawk and Tom's traffic reports for our sister station, B93.7. And then I worked overnights at WORD, which is ran Rush Limbaugh overnights. And so it's like I did a little bit of everything. I worked two separate jobs, but it was inside radio. But even though it amounted up to full-time hours, it wasn't full-time.
Right.
And it seems like I didn't quite get that respect.
Yes.
And see, that's the thing. It's like family, they mean well. And I think this is what people are talking about in the report. They mean well. They do mean well, and they're excited for you, but it comes out as a double-edged sword.
I would much rather them ask me, oh, so do you have a full-time job now, than when are you going to have another kid?
That's the
worst, because I'm the only one that has one. My oldest uncle has five, my middle uncle has five, and my youngest uncle has two. And then I only have Ella, you know, and she's almost six. And when are you going to have another baby?
Oh, my goodness. I was the youngest. I was the first out of my brother and sister to get married. I was the youngest. And I was 34 when I had Austin, my first son. So if you can do math, you can figure out how old
time.
I am. Yeah, you have time. And then I got pressured when Scott and I were dating. I got pressured. So, and I was the girl that never wanted to get married, never wanted to have kids. Nothing wrong with that. That just was not in my life goal plan. And I got pressure as soon as Scott and I started. So when are you guys going to get engaged? We just started dating. And it was so much pressure. So much so that we dated for 5 years. In 1 week before we got married. And there was so much pressure. And then as soon as that pressure happened, that pressure was over, then it's like, oh, you're married now. You got to have a baby. Time's running out. It drives me nuts. It drove me nuts. And then I had some problems having Austin. And then Scott and I, between us, were talking about having another child. Then we had everyone's opinion. You went through so much. You don't need to have another child. Oh my gosh, you do not need to. And with your careers, you don't. I had everybody's opinion. I'm sorry, but when everybody thinks that this can be a consensus and everybody can have a little say in your life, that's what drives me nuts. That is why I'm fiercely private about my private life.
Yeah, people always have a lot of questions. Normally, those are the two that come out. And very rarely do we actually sit down and talk about things like that, especially with my whole family.
Yeah.
But normally, like right in passing, when you see each other, they're like, oh, so what you doing? Are you doing your job? Are you having another baby? What are you doing? And so then the dog show comes on and everybody watches the dog show.
You know, if we can get through dinner and get to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because that's what happens after everybody eats dinner. They kind of sit in the living room, and next thing you know, there's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Everything will be fine. But if I get questions about my private life and work and blah, 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 or heard you say this on the radio and I saw this picture on social media, are you dating this person? Is this person? That's what I'm getting questions about. Why didn't you bring this person? I'm not at that point where I'm ready to expose him to my family.
No.
I'm not even sure. You know, that's just too much. That's too much right now.
Yeah, it took a while, I think. Colin and I started dating in June. So by the time the holidays ran around, it was longer. So it was fine. I was also 18.
You're also 18. It was totally different. You don't have kids. You're not dating someone with kids. And they have responsibilities. You have See, that's and people are like, well, aren't I'm like, no, the subject has not come up and I'm glad it hasn't.
Some people just don't understand.
They don't understand. I'm fiercely private and that subject has not come up of are we going to spend here or there? No, I'm just not talking about it. I just don't want to. And it's not me being a cold person. It's just that's my private life, and I want to keep that away from my family. I don't want to be judged based on my family, I think.
I mean, that's probably accurate.
They're never going to talk to me once they hear this. Okay, speaking of family, I had a cousin who was a very close friend also that pushed the limits with her parents growing up. And she used to say she was at that age of, oh, I'm afflicted with family. Then she went on and had a child. And guess what? Her child went through that stage of, oh, I'm afflicted with family. I pushed my parents growing up. I know everybody has something. Even though if they were good kids, they still pushed their parents on stuff. I was the youngest child. I just pushed every limit that could happen. So there are parents that decided their 15-year-old daughter broke some of the house rules, and they decided to let her decide her punishment. They gave her a punishment A or a punishment B. Punishment A was, we will take away your phone for 1 month because you were at a sleepover and you snuck some boys into that sleepover. I think I would have still been under the jail for doing that with my parents at this point if I did that at 15, snuck some guys into a sleepover.
At 15, yes.
Yes, at 15, yeah. If I pulled that stunt, oh my goodness. I was not allowed technically to date until I was 16. My dad used to joke I wasn't allowed to date until I got married.
Yeah, no, I wasn't either. I think boys were just scared because my dad was law enforcement and they didn't want to date me. But no, at 15, if I had snuck boys into a sleepover, that would, no.
No. I would have been shipped off to boarding school or military school or somewhere, an aunt so far on the other side of the country, nobody could find me.
Yeah, that would have been no.
Yeah, so that would have been a big no. So they decided, okay, so here's what you did. So you can either choose, are we going to take away your phone for a whole month? I've taken away my 12-year-old's phone for 3 days and you thought I was murdering him. Or will they take the phone away for 2 weeks, but they take control of her social media? They did a social media takeover. She's like, 2 weeks, and you don't know how to use that.
Yeah, she did not think that through. No.
It's so awesome what happened. Okay, so here's what happened. They not only took her phone away for 2 weeks, she started regretting it really fast. The parents, Tanya Ford and Larry Sumter, they have taken over their daughter's phone. Poor Madeline. Not only have they taken her phone, they've taken over her TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram, and they post the most embarrassing videos possible, like Larry lip syncing on TikTok in a crop top and short shorts. We're going to have that up on our website, magic989.com, so you can see that. It's already up on Facebook, so you can check it out. There's our Facebook, which is facebook.com/magic989online. Check that out. See what you think, and tell us what you would do. Because I used to say to my dad all the time, Dad, just don't embarrass me. If we were going somewhere, Dad, just don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. And I was in the marching band, and we were going to a band banquet. And I remember, I think I was maybe a freshman or sophomore, and I was like, oh, Dad, just don't embarrass me. Because Dad's always trying to, that's where I get my twisted sense of humor from, my dad. And I was like, Dad, just don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass. He's like, I'm not going to embarrass you. Why would I embarrass you? And so I go to stand up to get my award when they call my name, and I trip over my heels and fall flat on my face.
Oh, that sounds like something I would do.
And as soon as I stood up and I was okay, my dad said, well, I said I wasn't going to embarrass you. You took care of it yourself.
Yeah, that sounds like something I would do. I'm surprised I never did that in graduations or anything. I did a lot of public speaking. I'm very surprised.
Oh, I did so. Yeah, I've done so many embarrassing things. But yeah, Dad, don't embarrass me in here. I fall flat on my face. And then I remember the band director going, well, she can march really well, but that walking we're still working on. So, punching.
That's the worst. When somebody tries to make light of a situation, you're like, just ignore it and move on.
And that's when you're hoping when you fall, especially if you're 15 or 16 like I was then, that the ground would just open up, swallow you up, and just close back so nobody would remember what happened. So anyway, so they took over her social media. We want to know what you think about it, and is that fair punishment? So she kept begging her parents. No, you know what? I changed my mind. After 2 days, she's like, I changed my mind. Can we go for the whole month? And Dad's like, I'm having too much fun, and I have way too many plans for this.
Yeah, she should have just went for the month.
She's just gone for the month. You know what? I actually did that yesterday after the concert and after some other stuff that had hit me the night before. I was just ready to check out. I didn't do any social media post on any of the social media yesterday. So if you see stuff from the station, Elise did that for me. And then I just kind of like laid low for a day and even went home and laid low because I didn't have my kids last night. So I actually just kind of laid low and did very minimal. Just watched movies, hung out with the cats and the dog, and it was actually lovely. So sometimes you just got to do it and turn it off. So if she turned it off for a month, who knows what that girl could have done? She could have, like, studied for the SATs.
Yeah, she would have been so much better off. Children, if you are listening to this, with your parents, always. It sounds worse. It's not. Let them take your phone.
If there's a way to embarrass you, they're going to
find it. Just let them take your phone. It'll be okay. It'll be okay, I promise.
Oh, yeah. All right. Speaking of embarrassing, we've all saw the embarrassing breakup between Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. But someone did an interview of Pete Davidson recently, and they said when he's in a relationship, here's how he gets the hot women. I treat the person I'm with like a princess. I try and go as above and beyond as possible because that's what you're supposed to do. So good for you. You were raised right, Pete. You were absolutely raised right. So totally good for you. However, he goes on to say, you know, sometimes you just need to stop while you're ahead. Yeah. And it's like I tell my children, please stop while you're behind. Just stop while you're behind because you're going to say something stupid and it's going to be worse than anything that's ever happened to you. So he's saying, oh, I put in the work. I do this, that, and the other in a relationship, which is good because it should be a give and take. It should not be all take on one side because there are some relationships like that. He added a quote, I love licking faces.
Why?
Why, Pete? Pete, you're funny on Saturday Night Live. You are funny, but you kind of put me on edge sometimes.
Yeah.
And then totally that was, I was like, oh, Pete's kind of sweet. That's kind of sweet. He puts in the work. He wants to treat her like a princess.
Yeah, this weirdo. Why?
Why?
Well, you couldn't just say, I treat a girl like a princess. Yes.
Because that's what's supposed to be done.
That's
not
great.
I'm trying to get something out of it. I don't have an end game. I just want to show the person that I want to spend time with how much they mean to me, and I want to treat her like a princess. I want to treat her the way she deserves to be treated. Oh, no, 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 no. We had to add to it. We had to add, and I love licking faces. I can understand why you've had so many different women now.
No one wants to have their face licked.
No. Ask
just
my dog, Charlotte.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying, just ask my dog, Charlotte. I'm like, yeah, Charlotte, not now. Not now. Speaking of sweet things and sweet faces, Elise and I, we do Wet Nose Wednesday, award-winning Wet Nose Wednesday. We've been doing it for about 5 years. And recently, we came across a story about a rescue goat that suffers from anxiety. And the only thing that calms little Miss Sweet Polly down is her duck costume.
Yes, I love Polly. I've followed Polly for a really long time. We follow Goats of Anarchy, my mom and I do. That's actually the rescue in New Jersey where Polly lives. And her owner is amazing. And she rescues all these special needs animals. And so, yeah, I love Polly.
I love that because her face lit up. The other day when I saw this story, I sent her a text of it. I was like, oh, my God, have you seen this? She's like, oh, yes, it's Polly. And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, so you're in the know. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I know about Polly. Polly has her own children's books.
She does have her own children's book. And you know what? She's got a fantastic assortment of costumes and robes and fuzzies that she wears that calms her down. And so Elise and I decided to pay homage to Polly. You can check that out on our Facebook page or at magic989.com. You can see us in our own little fuzzies because it's like as soon as I saw the story, I'm like, Elise, we have to do this. You have your, and I was mistaken. I was thinking it was a wolf or a donkey. And you said, no, it's actually.
It's a husky.
It's a husky. You've got a husky. You've got the pajamas. Are they footed too? Or are they just the onesie?
No, they don't have, they do not have feet in them. I can't actually wear the ones with feet because I'm so tall. They very rarely make them tall enough. So
you're tall and kind of top heavy. So yeah.
That's enough.
That would not be a good combination.
But no, it's a husky. It has a full husky head and tail. And yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. And so I was like, I need to get one because I hate hot pajamas. I cannot sleep in anything hot, so I just don't bother with it. And so she goes, oh, I don't sleep in mine. Mine's just for chilling around the house.
Yeah, no, it's too hot to sleep in.
I said, okay, let me see what I can find that's not going to be too overly hot for me to deal with. Then I was out shopping, and I found a penguin robe. So I absolutely am in love with a penguin robe. So we were wearing these around the studio today. So everybody's giving us some weird looks. I'm like, hey, our whole studio has Christmas everywhere. Why not wear pajamas? Because on Christmas morning, all those pictures you see, most people are in pajamas opening their Christmas gifts. I'm going to let her finish her text.
Sorry, I was responding.
I'm like... Should I take your phone away for a month? At least, can I take away your phone for a month for texting during the podcast?
No. Okay, so my... reason I was texting.
Oh no! I'm gonna take over your phone for 2 days. How's that? Can it's I take over your social media?
Sure. people will be like, what's happening here?
What's happening? Oh, that's just
Sheree. I don't post too much. And so it would be funny. People would be like, oh look, there's things are happening.
Oh, I'm gonna sub TikTok you. My son, when he gets on TikTok, I just shake my head, and then I start playing the Kesha song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Colin loves the Kesha song. No, my best friend, the one that owns the children's boutique, the Mini Princess, she decided she was going to do a little release just now of these
in
fabulous...
In the middle of the podcast? Yes. Not now.
I'm like, I'm over here trying to record this podcast, and she's putting up all these fabulous things on her website that I now have to have.
You have to have. Okay.
For Ella.
For Ella and everybody listening to the podcast, like, oh, where can I get that?
Yes.
No, but we can't.
Yes.
No, because our bosses downstairs will be like, no, we need a check for that endorsement right
no,
there.
No, I'm not going to tell you. You can go to my personal page and see it because it's everywhere. But no, I'm looking at all these things and I'm like, I have to have it. And I got to say,
I think that's why the Lord only blessed me with two boys, because if I had a girl, I would be so broke from all the shopping of the cute little clothes.
Yeah,
because my mother always dressed my sister and I so alike. We had the cutest little outfits all the time. We were always dressed to the nines.
Ella always is. And then all of her friends at school are all picking out their own outfits. So they're all mismatched and like cutesy. No, Ella is 100% from bow to booties, 100% matched all the time. And so, yeah. It's hard being a girl mom sometimes, especially when your best friend puts out really cute stuff that you really want to buy. But it's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
So I don't think Ella wants any clothes for Christmas. She's in the toy stage right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think
when
I
you
could
get to join. The I need some clothes for Christmas, that's when you go broke.
Yeah. It's so.
So what is, because like my sister, let me ask you about that, because not only did my former mother-in-law text me this morning about getting me some Christmas ideas for the boys, because she always comes to me because my ex-husband defers that to me, which is good because the boys would be getting socks and underwear. Anyway, so and then I'm in the studio and my sister texts me and goes, give me some ideas for Bennett for Christmas. And I'm like, hold on. I am making every year I make an Amazon wish list for both boys. That way everybody can defer to it. And I have to remind people, when you get something off that list, please check it off, or please tell me if you don't buy it from Amazon and you get it somewhere else, tell me that it's off the list so they do not have duplicates. Because that happened 3 different years where we had duplicates from different sides of the family.
I should do that. That's pretty smart.
It's very smart. And you send an email link out. It could be like Ella's wish list. And you can do it for birthdays. You can do it for different events. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And what I'm also going to do is, because I've created t-shirts to help fund spending money for Austin's trip to Italy and my trip to Italy next year for his school. I'm going to put the t-shirt link in there too. Oh yeah. Just in case you want a shirt, here's this. Because I do have something up through Amazon for sale that way. But anyway, so do you make lists and hand them out? Or how do you keep up with someone says, what does Ella want for Christmas? Or give me some ideas of something for Ella for Christmas. How do you keep up with that?
Well, now I know how I'm going to do it. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Oh, my goodness. I found out you can make Amazon wish lists for things, it's fantastic.
And I knew that those were a thing, but it did not dawn on me and to do that. So, no, that's how I'm doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
But because people started asking, and my grandpa's like, hey, what do I get Ella and, you know, my mom and my brother? And so I
put different things at different price points in there, too.
Right.
It's so handy.
And Ella has not said anything. So I asked her last night, I'm like, Ella, Nana wants to know what to get you for Christmas. Mommy, I want a bunny. Sorry, what?
A bunny?
A bunny. I said like a stuffed bunny? No, a bunny. I'm like, okay, no.
You have a Sookie, a kitty.
I can't.
You're not getting a bunny, too.
I'm going to be like, Ella, I can't buy a bunny off Amazon. I'm going to need something I can put on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, no. That's
enough. We can adopt a farm full of bunnies.
Yeah, there's... And see, she doesn't know, but I've already been really tempted with the rescue bunnies that I see on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, they're so cute. No. So, Ella, you're going to have to pick toys that can go on your Amazon wish list now, because that's genius.
It is genius. It's brilliant. And you know what? You can make one, too. You can make one, too. Because I'll make up a list of things that I want and, like, send it to my mom.
We did that for Colin's classroom. And so we did the back when the teachers were doing their lists and things like that. And we have one for his soccer team, the Powdersville Patriots girls soccer team.
Yes. Yeah, so now you can make one for Ella, and I make one for my boys. And you know what? We need to make one for our podcast. So if you love your podcast divas,
it includes chocolate,
the Cherie and Elise, and wine. Coffee and wine and vodka. I don't know if Amazon sells vodka, but
not Amazon.
My ex-husband's a liquor rep. We've got that covered.
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the Divas Dish podcast. Comment down below on Facebook at facebook.com/magic989online. And of course, on our website, magic989.com. And we will talk to you next week. Thanksgiving coming up. And we've got some tips for you and some tricks for you and some other fun stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.